Jules Thomas, the partner of Ian Bailey, has said a record of her interviews with Gardaí contained pure invention. Ms. Thomas has been cross-examined about her statements to Gardaí during her arrests in 1997 in connection with the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier. Mr. Bailey, who's 57 and from West Cork, or living in West Cork, is suing the Garda Commissioner, the Minister for Justice and the Attorney General for damages in relation to his treatment as a suspect for that murder, and the defendants deny the claims. Vivian Traynor was in court. Vivian, what did we hear today?
Well, Jules Thomas has already told this jury that the record of her statements to Gardaí while she was under arrest in 1997 in February, that they contained omissions, additions, alterations and inventions. And today she's being asked to go through those statements and point out exactly where the inaccuracies, as she claims, are. Now, she was taken through the beginning of one of the statements today by counsel for the state, Paul O'Higgins, and it was put to her that she had told Gardaí that on a key date in December, this was before the body of Sophie Toscan de Plantier had been found, that Ian Bailey had remarked to her on their way home that night that he had a bad feeling that something was going to happen. Now, today in the witness box, she said that was pure invention, that she never said it. The same statement also recorded her as saying that Mr. Bailey had stopped the car on the way home that night, had looked over across the countryside and said something about Alfie Lyons' house and a light being on there. Now, Alfie Lyons is a neighbour of Miss Toscan de Plantier. Again today in the witness box, Miss Thomas said that this was an invention. She had never said it. She was also recorded in that statement as saying that she believed that Mr. Bailey may have intended going back out later that night, perhaps to Mr. Lyons' house. And again today, when questioned about that, she said that wasn't true. She had never said it.
She was also asked why she didn't ask the Gardaí, what is it you're writing down throughout the taking of that statement?
Yes, because it was put to her that this is quite a slow process. It was done in the days before interviews were routinely recorded. It's quite a slow process where an interviewee will say something and the Gardaí will write it down in longhand and then read it back. She said that she had been under interrogation for about 10 hours at that stage. There was paper everywhere. She didn't really know what was going on, and that at that stage her brain was beginning to get a little bit fried. Crucially, she says that she did sign the statement, but she said she signed it because it had been read out to her, not that she had read the contents. And she said that it was read over to her and it sounded like what she had been saying to them, so she signed the statement. But later, when she got a copy of the full statement, she claims that what was actually written down on the paper was not what she said. And that's where she said there were additional material put down. And she said she would never have agreed to that, those parts were not read out to her. She wouldn't have agreed to it because, quite simply, she says now it wasn't true.
Vivian, thanks for that. Vivian Traynor there at the Four Courts.